Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
Hi, Will West. Breaking news coming across here on Starting Lineup. The first of now nine openings in the National Football League have been filled as the Denver Broncos have gone the way of Green Bay offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett taking the job that was left behind by Vic Fangio. And now the Broncos, it's time to start building. They needed more offense. That's why they stepped away from the former defensive coordinator. And now people are looking at what potentially Denver and Green Bay could do in the near future if a trade was involved. I don't know, particularly a quarterback named Aaron Rodgers, yeah?
Yeah, it makes you wonder if this could be a play to get Aaron Rodgers to come, right? I think the Broncos, they went defense twice in a row. They needed to go offense this time. Again, I've told you I would literally not even interview a defensive coach in 2022 football. I would not do it. But unless it's Bill Belichick or Parcells once, you know what I mean? I don't know. Something like that. But right. Otherwise, I would not even look at a defensive coach right now. But especially if you want to get Aaron Rodgers. And yesterday I mentioned to you off the air. Yesterday CBS Sports did their mock draft that they released yesterday, with the Broncos having already traded to the Packers for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Are you putting two and two together? Are you reading tea leaves? What are you doing here?
No, I think there's something to that, especially in the world of the NFL. I think if the Packers realize that this relationship is so frail right now that there's no chance of getting it back, then well, guess what? Send one of your guys over to Denver and hope that they can convince the front office that now that you have a working relationship with somebody who's now leading the way, that you're going to be able to get what you want out of them. I mean, because Nathaniel Hackett's not going to go over there and try to piecemeal a team together, but if he could get things started right out of the gate with Aaron Rodgers leading the way, that's a pretty darn good, strong start to your tenure in Denver, is it not? Now, you got to understand that price, a lot of the pieces that you think you're going to be surrounding Aaron Rodgers with, Noah Fant, Jerry Jeudy's, and whatnot, no, those are probably going to be shipped back to Green Bay with this trade as well, so we'll see what happens, but you know what? If you're connecting dots, there's something here. There's definitely something to this, yes.
It's not nothing, because you could have gotten more experienced offensive guys anywhere.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't like he was calling plays this year, right? Aaron Rodgers was calling the plays. So do you go get somebody that you know that Aaron Rodgers is comfortable working with and that you know that Aaron Rodgers will let Aaron Rodgers call plays? That's the thing to me that jumps out about this is if you remember the issues he had with Tom Brady and Bruce Arians to start, and then Arians, rightfully so, got out of the way and let Tom Brady do what Tom Brady does. And that ended up in Leftwich helped with that. And between he and Leftwich, Brady and Leftwich have put together two masterful seasons in Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. already winning a Super Bowl. There were problems when, LaFleur went to Green Bay that Aaron Rodgers is going to run my offense and saying that publicly. And then Aaron Rodgers literally just publicly blowing his head coach up. But the OC's never had a problem with. And the OC let him go out there and run whatever he wants to do offensively and call his own plays. So, Cater, where are you at on this? Are you reading into this that this is a play towards getting Aaron Rodgers by hiring the offensive coordinator for Green Bay?
I would say that they hired the coach because they wanted the coach and they like him. They want an offensive system and all that type of stuff. But I mean, obviously, this doesn't hurt. Obviously, I don't think that they made this hire to get Aaron Rodgers. If that's
yeah, but to Will's point, Kaner, there's more qualified offensive coordinators out there than Nathaniel Hackett right now.
Yeah, true. But that doesn't mean that it was going to be a perfect marriage. I mean, you know, they interviewed people and obviously liked this guy. I mean, I just don't think that they're making a head coaching hire to go in all in the hopes of getting one quarterback to play 1 year for you. I have a hard time believing that.
I completely understand that point of view because it seems like the dumbest thing in the world to just go hire a coach solely so you can try to land. You know what it sounds like? Wade Houston, Allen Houston. When Tennessee hired Wade Houston just so they can land Allen Houston here, it sounds like that, and it's a bad decision to do that. However, what if you already have it on the low that this is what Aaron Rodgers wants?
That was what my biggest fear is.
And this is putting puzzle pieces together, and the end game is Aaron Rodgers is a Denver Bronco next year. And so we're putting puzzle pieces together because we have a pretty good idea that Aaron Rodgers wants to be here this offseason.
Yeah. It's you want me in Denver. It starts by hiring my guy. Go hire
Here's what
my
I
guy.
Need. Well, for him to stay in Green Bay. You want me to stay in Green Bay? I want my guy Randall Cobb. You know what I mean? Randall Cobb was, you know, I was in the wedding. You know what I mean? So if you want to that whole thing. So, I mean, Rodgers, that matters to him. And so who does he do interviews with? Literally only Pat McAfee, his buddy. So that's the Rodgers is a very much a relationship guy. And so I do wonder, do they have it on good authority already? This is what I want, and this is what we'll do. And this is LeBron James coming around the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ooh. And if you're the Denver Broncos, why wouldn't you do it if you're the Denver Broncos, right?
Sure. Do the other chess pieces fall where they may? I mean, are the dominoes going to fall according to this plan? I mean, there's a lot of stuff else that have to happen, but I mean, obviously this certainly helps their chances of landing Aaron Rodgers.
How exciting is it going to be to watch?
Huh?
Go ahead, Will.
What Eric's saying is logical. I'm just saying the NFL can be illogical.
Are you guys not amped up to watch Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes play for the AFC West title next year?
100%. With Justin Herbert and the Raiders get to be in front of the playoffs last year? Oh, yeah. Especially if Jim Harbaugh's. Now, give me Jim Harbaugh on the Raiders sideline, and let's just make the AFC West just the SEC level of crazy.
Okay. Will this be a year where we see quarterbacks changing zip codes? Rodgers going from Green Bay to Denver. Tom Brady leaving Tampa to go back home and not play football whatsoever. Quickly, boys, you had the quote. Will, he mentioned it during the Mad Dog Russo channel on satellite radio, on his podcast. Tom Brady, to me, and again, I'll have to believe it when he actually says goodbye and he writes a letter or stands on a podium and says goodbye, but some of these quotes make it sound like that he's probably heading out the door.
Yeah, Tom Brady is saying, it pains her this about Giselle. It pains her to see me get hit out there, and she deserves what she needs from me as a husband, and my kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. Playing football, I get so much joy from. I love it, but not playing football, there's a lot of joy in that for me also now, too, with my kids getting older and seeing them develop and grow. So all these things need to be considered, and they will be.
Bye.
I think it's the best 50-50.
Goodbye.
It's been great, sounds like Tom. That sounds like a guy who, if here's the thing, I'm not saying this means he's going to walk away, but it sounds like a guy that if he walks away, we'll have no problems with it.
He's come to closure to that, but also to that, you're 44 years of age and you just threw for 5,200 yards this past year. Are you sure you're ready to give this up? Because it sounds like it looks like you could still play. Again, you're Tampa Bay. You got some pieces that are going to be big free agent gets this offseason for one team. You can't collect everybody. How much money are you willing to give up to make sure that everybody else is flexible and they can get their nut? All I'm trying to say is that it looks like that things might be, again, if you believe connecting dots from Green Bay to Denver, you got to be connecting dots based on some of these comments that were made from Tom Brady's podcast.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree that, look, I think it's at least 50-50, if not more likely than not that Tom Brady walks away. But this could be, Gronk said this yesterday. He said, and I know we're up against it. Gronk said, if you ask me right now, I would tell you I'm going to retire. But that doesn't mean we'll see how I feel 2 months from now. And I think that Brady can feel like this right now, and then a month from now, 2 months from now, something can absolutely change because the GOATs don't usually go out until Father Time beats them down one good time.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivan. Star Pitch Cut to get to on the other side is the starting lineup. We belong to you for the next 30 minutes before we part ways for the Eric Gaines Show and Brian Rice here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. I'm still being blown away by this whole Broncos, Packers. For those of you just now joined the program, breaking news, Nathaniel Hackett, Green Bay, formerly offensive coordinator, now going to be named the Denver Broncos' next head coach. Is there some under-the-table workings right now between Denver and Green Bay? Again, so crazy that that could be connecting the dots. Could this be what Aaron Rodgers wants to take the next step to getting out of Lambeau and making his way 2 Mile High? Tyler Ivins, Will West, that being said, Caner, there's a big red button. Let's get Start Pitch Cut going on here on TSL.
All right, gentlemen, on this day in 1942, comedian John Witherspoon, who played the dad in Friday, was born. Best movie comedy dad, Willie Jones from Friday, Clark Griswold, or Daniel Hilliard from Miss Doubtfire?
This is a good question. I like this. This is a very good question. I'm going to start Clark Griswold. I'm going to bench Willie. I'm going to cut. I can't believe I'm going to cut Mr. Doubtfire himself. Well, Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm going to put Robin Williams' character, the dad. Yeah, but I'm going to cut him because you can't let your kids. She, your wife, specifically told you not to have a party for the birthday, and then you threw a party and you got a divorce. That's not a good dad. So I'm going to cut Robin Williams' character from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, I would start the dad from Friday. Look, Willie Jones was tough, but he was fair every single time. So I would start him. Also told him it's all right to settle things with your fists instead of using a gun. You know what I mean? I respected that. Start Friday. I think you're right. Clark Griswold's not a bad dad. He just is clumsy and falls into stupid things. But bench Clark Griswold, and you're right. The dad from Mrs. Doubtfire wasn't a particularly great dad.
Today is January
20th. Horse eating cake. Yeah, no.
Today is January 27th. Who is the best player currently wearing number 27? Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Trout, or Jose Altuve?
Who's the bench and who's the cut? Because you know you're starting Mike Trout.
I think this is pretty
straightforward. So who are they again?
You bench Altuve, yeah. You cut Stanton.
Trout, Altuve, and Stanton. And that's the order I'd go with, Tyler.
That is the order you have to go in. I mean, Trout's, you know what I mean, like the best available when he's healthy.
Yeah.
Altuve, if they're healthy, I'd rather have, look, I'll be honest, I would rather my team have Stanton, even if he's not going to play and I'm just wasting money over Altuve because I think Altuve's dirty. But I'll bench Altuve, I'll cut Stanton.
Altuve can just do so much more than Stanton. Stanton can do two things
also
better
than playing.
Yeah.
That's he's on the field, which is something Mike Stanton doesn't do a whole lot.
How about that atrocious contract Miami signed him to way back when?
Yep.
All right, today is Chris Collinsworth's 63rd birthday. By the way, everybody hates Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
I like him, yeah. I like him. Big time slot into the booth. Best NFL color commentator. Collinsworth, Troy Aikman, Tony Romo.
You always like a quarterback brain, so I'm going to start Aikman. I'm going to bench Romo. I'm going to cut Collinsworth. I'm only cutting Collinsworth because you put him up against the other two. I mean, Collinsworth is great at what he does, but he doesn't have a quarterback mind, so I'm going to have to cut him.
Hey, look, I'm going to start Romo. I love Romo, especially on a big game. I love his excitement. I love that he's such a kid out there. Absolutely love it. I like all three, but I am going to have to start Romo, bench Aikman, cut Collinsworth. Eric Kane, you're shaking your head in the booth.
Well, because everyone is in love with Tony Romo. I've never been love a fan Romo. Of him. And I got to tell you, I almost, that amazing finish of that football game Sunday night, I almost had to put it on mute because Tony Romo wouldn't shut up. Stop being a child. It's just, he is way too much for me. And I don't
he
see
was
how,
in the moment. He loved, we were all little kids loving what we were watching.
Yeah, it's fine. Like the first four times, the seventh, eighth, ninth time, shut up and let the Hall of Famer talk, dude. Golly. So he's my obvious cut there. I'd start Collinsworth. I love Collinsworth. I'd bench Aikman, and then I'd cut Romo.
Kaner hit him with a golly.
Golly, man.
You don't want to push Kaner to golly territory.
Hey, don't ever forget my roots, baby.
Yeah.
Most exciting way to close out a game. Half-court buzzer beater, walk-off home run, or a Hail Mary. This is a really good one.
This is a really good one. And I might be in the minority here. But I'm going to start the buzzer beater. You want to know why? Because heave the shot up and yet, you get like that sound that kind of goes with it. Like, will it? Yes, it went. You bench the walk-off homer because when you get a hold of one, the crowd behind you, and then cut. You throw the ball in the air, the Hail Mary, and there's kind of that anticipation like, Willie won't he? Oh, my goodness, he caught it. They're all awesome, but because of what comes with that type of atmosphere, that's the order they have to go in.
Yeah, look, I'm going to start the half-court buzzer beater because you don't even have time to breathe, right? It's just nonstop action. That's something I love about it, especially college basketball.
It's not even a shot. It's just a hoist.
yeah, they're just slinging it up, and it happens to fall. Of course, this day and age, dudes can knock down half-court shots, right? I mean, dudes can shoot these days. But it's that Gonzaga shot was just unbelievable. And it's the fact that it's in the flow of a game instead of you having to stop, then do it. It's just, bam, flow of the game and knocking it down. That Miami shot last night was incredible. I start the half-court buzzer beater. I'm going to bench the Hail Mary, and I'm going to cut the walk-off home run. I've seen so few in big spots. That's why. I mean, a walk-off home run in May is exciting, but I don't know. I've never seen my team since Kirk Gibson. It's a long time ago since I've seen my team walk-off home run anybody in a big game.
How about a leadoff home run of the World Series on the road? That ball still hadn't found it. Houston, we have liftoff there from our from our guy. Oh, my goodness. I'm blanking on his name. Jorge Soler, former Cub.
What are you talking about? Did that happen?
Yes, it most certainly did. And then Atlanta won a week later. All right. Most annoying family member in sports. Another good one.
Start Eric Cade.
LeVar Ball, Jackson Mahomes, or literally anyone else. See, I could apply for that last one.
I'm going to start LeVar Ball. I'm going to bench. No. I'm definitely starting him.
You see, I think more Mahomes of him. Like,
well, he's made it about him instead of his kids. And the second he stopped doing that, his kids are thriving.
Yeah.
Right. So I think I'm going to start LeVar Ball. I'm going to bench anyone else because I think the mom's probably is more annoying to me than Jackson Mahomes is. So then I'm going to cut Jackson Mahomes.
Well, come on. Yeah, can we I know we don't have time for this, but we have to have a Jackson Mahomes talk. Like, how has Patrick not sat him down and been like, listen here, listen, stop.
Shut up.
You're embarrassing the brand is what you're doing.
Stop it, Jackson. You start Jackson Mahomes, I'm going to bench LeVar Ball, I'm going to cut literally anybody else.
And, like, I'm no expert on hand dancing TikToks, but I hear he sucks. I hear he's not even good at it, so there's that. Last one. I'll have to get
Look, if you're an NFL quarterback, if you're an NFL quarterback and you've got a sibling that's doing TikTok hand dancing, for gosh sakes, you yanked him off of TikTok right then. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do after. That is protecting the shield.
Yeah, let's get advice from a 14-year-old freshman girl to see if he's actually doing it right, because I hear it's just awful in terms of the TikToks. Last one, toughest conference road games remaining for Tennessee: at South Carolina, at Arkansas, or at Mississippi State?
I definitely start at Arkansas. I'm going to bench at Mississippi State. I'm going to cut at South Carolina.
Cosign, that is your order. 8:43. The streak came to an end last night, boys.
It did. Yeah, Goldberg got beat. So now what does Goldberg need to do as far as getting the rematch?
I guess we just got to start a whole new streak. We go for one in a row or a victory next on the starting lineup for Ride with Ivins. Cater's got an update first. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Tennessee made it three straight wins and three in a row as well over Florida. A 78-71 win last night inside TBA. Santiago Vescovi led the way, 23 points. Kennedy Chandler added 17. Number 19 LSU held on against Texas A&M, 70-64. Arkansas topped Ole Miss, 64-55. And South Carolina down Vanderbilt, 70-61. And Louisville has fired head men's basketball coach Chris Mack. The two sides have negotiated a buyout at $4.8 million. That was down from $12 million originally stated in the contract. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. It is 8:44. Rob with Ivins going to hit that reset button. It was fun. We'll start a new streak here on the other side. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
And then the streak hit zero. We welcome you back. Starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Will West. Will, Eric, I just want to say thank you, boys. I appreciate all the support over the last 15 days. The streak was incredible. But then we got to get on the horse and we got to find us another W. We got to be able to keep the winning percentage above par. We got to make sure that we do all things possible to make money for everybody out there. Do we not?
Dude, look, Ivins, here's what I want. I want the dirtiest D-gen play you got. You know, but we need to start a streak again, so here's what I want. I want the dirtiest, nastiest. I want to feel like I need to shower afterwards because of how D-gen your D-gen play is today.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you know where SIUE is?
No one knows where SIUE is. People that attend SIUE don't know where SIUE is.
You know, you're telling me that you have no idea where you can locate the University of Edwardsville? SIU Edwardsville.
No, I do not.
Well, Tennessee State's going there tonight to play them. And you're probably saying to yourself, Ivins, what are you getting yourself into? Now you're just going into just depressed D-gen mode. No, we're not. Because anybody who has followed me from the beginning of Riding with Ivins, there's a couple of teams out there that gets us back on track. And one of them, it's the Tennessee State team that you're going to be able to hear Ron Slay call their basketball game later tonight. And I'm going to be kicking back here in the office, and I'm going to be enjoying every single dribble where your play for today. Just trust me on this. When you need a get-right game, just trust that Tennessee State's going to do it for you. We're taking Tennessee State plus 4.5 against SIU Edwardsville. Our boy Logan Ward was trying to you know what? Logan Ward is trying to get us to do something with MTSU and Marshall.
Ooh. So, Logan Ward, let me get Logan, go ahead, Will. Did I handcuff you again here by telling you to go D-gen? I handcuff you in the past telling you not to go D-gen. And I handcuff you here telling you to go D-gen. Okay. So Tennessee State, SIU, SIUE.
Yeah, Tennessee State plus 4.5, SIUE, riding with Ivins. Logan Ward, quickly, what was it you were in my ear before we went on the air? Something about MTSU tonight.
So I have a all-classic WTF wrong team favorite for you guys today. MTSU plus 2.5 against Marshall. Marshall's one of the worst teams in Conference USA, if not the worst team. 0-8-1 their last nine against the spread, while MTSU sits 10-2-1.
0-8-1, say those numbers one more time.
0-8-1 their last nine against the spread.
Okay, that's Marshall. And correct. MTSU is what?
MTSU is 10-2-1, their last 13 against the spread. The wrong team is favored in this matchup. MTSU is one of the best teams in the country at covering against the spread. Marshall's one of the worst. It's a wrong team favored.
What is and Marshall's favored in that one? What's that number?
I got MTSU at plus 2.5. I think it's dipped down to MTSU plus 2.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Logan Ward.
I'm not going to parlay it, but I'm all here for bonus plays.
That's called alpha in the financial world. Good job.
So we're going to take Tennessee State tonight plus 4.5 against SIUE. And then Logan Ward wants to add a compliment to that, Will West, and he says take MTSU on the road against Marshall.
I love both of these. I'm excited about this. We're getting the new streak going. I'm excited for you. So let me ask you this question, Ivins. Do you, reading tea leaves, Tom Brady with the quotes on his podcast yesterday, say, you know, kind of alluding to the fact that he could absolutely walk away, and that his wife is, and kind of implying that his wife and kids want him to walk away, and versus Broncos hiring the OC from Green Bay, and also doing a mock draft on CBS Sports yesterday saying, hey, this, you know, if the Broncos trade Aaron Rodgers, or if the Broncos trade for Aaron Rodgers, here's what a mock draft would look like. Let's be very real. We all know things well ahead of being able to report things. That happens all the time. So a lot of times if you hear us allude or imply something, a lot of times we're tipping you off to the fact that, hey, there's a good chance this happens. Not 100% yet, but there's a good chance this happens. We're just preparing you.
Sure.
Which do you buy into either of these things? That they are that. They are somebody knows something about the Broncos and Packers, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Denver Bronco. Which is more likely, Rodgers is a Bronco or Tom Brady retires?
Tom Brady retires.
If I gave you either, neither, or both, what are you taking?
That's really good. Both?
I'm going to start both. I'm going to bench neither. I'm going to cut either.
I was about to make it a start bench cut as well, Tyler. You and I.
So what are you taking on that one, Eric? Either, neither, both, start bench cut. Broncos trade for Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady retires.
Okay, I would take... I would start the either, I would bench the neither, and I would cut the both. Is that what
you
said,
Tyler? Do you think is the either?
Either would be Tom Brady plays, Aaron Rodgers does not go to Denver. Right?
Tom Brady retires or Aaron Rodgers
it's a change.
Then I would pick A. Rodgers to Denver.
I think both happens. I'm going to start both. I'm going to bench neither, because let's be honest, these things like this don't ever really happen.
Right.
We're close to them happening, and then something falls through at the end.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm going to start both. I'll bench neither. I'll cut either.
Boys, this is where we part ways. 8:55, they hit the steam engine, big old horn. Anything you missed from today's program, we highly encourage you to check out that website. That is 991thesportsanimal.com. It's got a podcast. You guys catch it every day. We just want to bring 3 hours of good radio to you. Hopefully we did that for you for your Thursday. EA Brian, handoff complete. Make this the best Thursday you possibly can, and we'll be back with you tomorrow morning, Friday, getting you ready for conference championship week in the NFL. You've been listening to The Starting Lineup. Goodbye.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free. See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.